え、
Excellencies, distinguished delegates, development partners, civil service organizations, private sector partners, distinguished ladies and gentlemen. Liberia, as chair of the Africa Regional Group of Permanent Representatives in Italy, fully aligns herself with previous speakers from Africa to endorse the ICN2 Rome Declaration and the Framework of Action. Liberia also appreciates the rationale of the 2014 Scaling Up Nutrition Movement Global Gathering just held before ICN2, the purpose of which is to maximize interactions between the two meetings. The ICN2 is therefore expected to set the context in which the Sun Movement will continue to grow and evolve. Needless to say, we fully support and are committed to achieving the objectives of the Sun Movement Global Gathering. In Liberia, we indeed recognize the impact of the current Ebola epidemic on food security, nutrition, and livelihoods of affected communities, with a potential to cause long-term food insecurity as a result of prolonged disruption of crop harvesting, incomes, markets, livelihoods, and subsequent planting. We are grateful. Yes, very grateful, and applaud the efforts of WHO, WFP, and FAO working together with other nations and donor partners in curbing the spread of Ebola in all affected countries in West Africa. However, we strongly, and I repeat, are strongly against stigmatization in all its ramifications. Liberia joined the Sun Initiative only in February of 2014 and has begun a dialogue with the Regional Sun Secretariat for the setup of a national secretariat and to incorporate the objectives and implementation strategies. Even though a multi-stakeholder platform has not yet been established, the Ministry of Health and Social Welfare is already convening line ministries, stakeholders, and partners. Meetings with these line ministries are still in progress, but with the prevailing Ebola situation and the state of emergency, meetings of such were pending until the situation improved. I would like to report that the state of emergency has been lifted. However, we are not there yet, and we have no room for complacency. These meetings are planned to be shortly reactivated. Meanwhile, we think that the President of the Republic of Liberia should endorse the Sun Secretariat and a nomination of focal point and a donor convener. I'd like to note that presently UNICEF is still the interim donor convener until a national focal point is identified and set up. The Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Health and Social Welfare are in the process of harmonizing all plans to address malnutrition. The Ministry of Health and Social Welfare is already engaged in the process of developing a multi-sectoral national nutrition implementation plan that fully embraces both direct nutrition intervention as well as nutrition-sensitive actions. Completion of these documents should have been a part of planned meetings among the sector, but the state of emergency, as has been lifted, all meetings related to program implementation will be reactivated as soon as this alarming situation is further reduced or completely contained. Nutrition interventions have been a part of the essential package of services since 2011. Stunting reduction means our key national priority. Nationally, 32% of the under 5 population is stunted or chronically malnourished. In some parts of the country, the stunting levels are above the WHO threshold of 40%. This is unacceptable, and effective programs must be developed and implemented to reduce the numbers. Liberia has also begun reviewing its national food security and nutrition strategy and action plans to update and align itself with the Sun strategies. However, with the Ebola epidemic, nutrition indicators are deteriorating because food access has been reduced, Household purchasing power has been reduced, has been limited market access as a result of restrictions on movement, reduction of income activities, and market suspension in most of the rural areas. School feeding programs implemented by the World Food Program and Liberia have also been suspended. Therefore, 127,000 school children and 5,000 girls who were receiving nutritious meals at schools are negatively impacted. The Ministry of Agriculture, therefore, as the chairman of the National Food Security Cluster, are aligning itself with non-governmental agencies, international and national partners in bringing together a mechanism by which we can ensure that food and cash transfer assistance to the affected people by Ebola are effectively implemented. The Minister of Agriculture, in line with the National Ebola Response, has prepared several quick impact projects that will address certified seed rights, maize and cassava planting cuttings, agrochemicals to smallholders, and because of the situation with the bushmeat, we are also advocating the production of poultry, fish, small ruminants, pork, and pulses. And with these, we hope that we can contribute more to food and nutrition security. In conclusion, we also recommend to the United Nations General Assembly to endorse the Rome Declaration on Nutrition, as well as the Framework for Action, which provides a set of voluntary policy options and strategies for use by governments as appropriate, and to consider declaring a decade of action on nutrition from 2016 to 2025 within existing policies, structures, and available resources. Finally, as chair of the Africa Group, we also appreciate Brazil's nomination for the present Director General to continue his strong work he has done as the Director General of this great organization. And we offer our concurrence. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for your kind attention.